I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In India, thousands of Christian organizations have lost or are at risk of losing funding due to changes to the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, or FCRA. Organizations in India have to be registered with the FCRA to receive donations from outside the country. In 2021, the rules were changed to require renewal every 5 years. All organizations were asked to reapply at that time. Nearly 4,000 are still waiting, according to John Podaiti of Bibles for the World.
So they have been going through these and canceling registrations as they see fit.
Among the more well-known groups that have lost the registration, World Vision and Compassion International. Bibles for the World recently received news that one of their key partners was denied, while their other primary partner has received their registration. Ask God to continue to provide for the needs of ministries throughout India. And starting February 24, heavy rain fell in Cap Haitian, Haiti. It led to severe flooding. Rosalind DeHart with For Haiti with Love says on top of that,
it's leaving all the trash and mud behind because there's not really a drainage system in Cap Haitian.
As people scrambled to rebuild their lives, the ministry stepped in to walk alongside.
We had a food program for people who can come up to come eat.
For those needing shelter, the ministry provided housing in the mountains. Amid disaster, their goal is to show people that God is still with them.
We are God's hands and feet, not just telling them the words, but showing with action also.
Pray for people in Haiti, especially those affected by the flooding. Pray that the ministry will have the opportunity to serve the community and for the strength to do so. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.